This is interesting now, you know, and I got a Denson story because I know him a little bit. But, you know, it goes Autry Denson, Alan Pinkett, Vegas Ferguson, Darius Walker, Josh Adams, Julius Jones, Jerome Evans, Sierra Wood, Phil Carter. Number 10 on this list, number 10 leading rusher, career, Notre Dame, George Gipp. 2000.
George Gipp, huh?
George, 2,341 yards, 1917, 18, 19, and 20. You know, there's some names that you would have thought. Ricky Waters, Brooks, Bettis, you know, some of these other names pop up in you know, single season. Vegas Ferguson, gosh, he was highly recruited. I remember him well. You know, in all this, a single game, Julius Jones, Vegas Ferguson, Carter, Reggie Brooks, you know, all this kind of stuff. But number 10 in career yardage is George Gipp. Autry Denson, you know, and Denson was a, you know, if he compared with these other guys, and Autry played with us with the Dolphins. He was there with us for a couple of years. And really, it was a seventh-round draft choice. Not a real impressive. I mean, he's a smaller guy. Not really a heck of a nice youngster. Had some juice. You know, had good hands. And I've told this story before. One of the neatest things I've ever seen really involved Denson. And we, Miami, were practicing in the preseason. I think we were in Orlando working out against, I've told this story before, working out against Tampa Bay when they had Sapp and Brooks and all that crew, you know, and they were good, and we were doing a blitz drill. I was running the drill, and we were running a blitz drill against their first unit, and Monty Kiffin was the defensive coordinator, and he had put one of their young linebackers in, you know, all of a sudden. And so they run a blitz, and we blow the protection, or somebody misses or something, and the young kid comes in there. And so Denson's the back. I take that back. We didn't bust the protection. Denson was playing running back, and he had to pick up the linebacker. And the kid splattered Denson. Just drilled Denson, knocked him all down, gets a hold of the, we weren't going full speed tackle the quarterback, but grabs a hold of the quarterback, and he just knocks the fool out of Denson, and sapping all them, start dancing, you know, and cutting up and doing all this kind of stuff. And so Thurman's standing by me. We already picked up Thurman Thomas, okay? And Thurman's standing by me, and Thurman being Thurman, he's just watching all this stuff. And he steps up, he grabs a hold of Denson in the huddle and says, "Arthur, get out of here." So Thurman steps in. He looks over at Monty Kiffin, who's calling the plays for the Tampa defense. He says, "Coach Kiffin, could you run that same blitz?" Okay. Thomas buttons up his chin strap. Monty calls the same blitz again. Thurman hits the kid so hard, it knocked the kid's helmet off, it knocked his cheek pads out, it knocked his mouthpiece out. I mean, you know, because Thurman, you know, I mean, Thurman's a good blocker anyway, and yeah, you know, he certainly wasn't afraid to hit you, but you know, they were all, oh, you can imagine Warren Sapp. Sapp's a good guy. I love Warren to tears. They're dancing all around, and they had splattered Denson, and Thurman stepped in and said, "I'll have to get out of here just a second. Coach Kiffin, can you call that again?" And bam! And here it went, and oh my goodness sakes. But anyway,
so Thurman had enough of the laughing
Thurman,
and the
Thurman,
dancing, huh?
Thurman didn't get as big a kick out of it as Warren and those guys did. So Thurman just kind of took matters into his own hands. And actually, we had tried to recruit the linebacker. This kid ended up going to Baylor. We tried to recruit him years ago, and he's about half a fool. But anyway, Thurman lit him all up. Just lit him completely up.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Anyway, Autry Denson,
anyway,
good
Josh,
job, guys.
Yeah, yeah, good job. Josh, our winner today,
you know,
jonesing for Johnny's.
Couple
go ahead,
of,
Pat.
I'm going to say, Craig, excuse me, a couple of interesting things that I was looking at some Notre Dame stuff, you know, and this is going to be, aside from the coaching change, you know, and you got the new guy, Marcus Freeman, in there who seems like they can juice them. But did you happen to catch this? You know, they had two guys that opted out a day or 2 days ago. Did y'all happen to catch that? Did you have
Notre Dame? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the running back, Kyrie Williams.
Kyrie Williams and Kyle Hamilton.
And Hamilton, the safety. Now, he had been a little banged up. He hadn't played, but they expected him to probably be back for the Fiesta Bowl. He could go in the first round.
Both of them could, yes. Here's the thing about it. That's their two captains.
Is that right?
That's their two captains.
I didn't know they were both captains.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Both captains. But I just happened on it yesterday because I'd seen something. I was talking, you know, thinking about opt-outs, and I think, well, I've seen a couple of Notre Dame kids. I was looking at these stats. I'd seen where Williams is a 1,000-yard rusher. Already.
I like him a lot.
I haven't seen a whole lot of him.
I think he's a pretty good back.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
Hamilton, their safety.
He's a real good player.
He's a good player. He's liable to be the top five guys picked. They both opted out, and they're both captains. So maybe that – You know, it's interesting, given what this Oklahoma State defensive unit is, even losing Knowles. These are older kids. They're going to take matters into their own hands. They didn't – Mike's not hadn't had an opt-out. I don't think they've had any opt-outs.
Nope.
And I'm not saying a guy's a bad guy for it. I don't necessarily – I find it unusual to me, and I understand it, but I do find it unusual. But anyway, this is a little bit interesting to me. If it wasn't so far off, that game's on the first, and I'd probably go ahead and lock up Oklahoma State right now, but we'll let them go. They might get somebody hurt in practice. But anyway, this might tell you a little something. Now, obviously, Notre Dame's 85 is going to be better than Oklahoma State's 85. It will 100 times out of 100. But when I say that, that's how many you can have on scholarship. But from the standpoint of this is kind of interesting, you know, and hey, maybe these kids at Notre Dame, they like going to rally around Freeman, that defensive coordinator they've appointed, the new coach, and you know whether he's going to call defenses or you know, then you got to deal with Knowles leaving Oklahoma State. But I think these kids, I particularly that defensive unit at Oklahoma State with the makeup they got, you know, I don't think I guess what I'm trying to say is I think this group really gives a you know what about each other.
Yeah,
and this
no
football
opt-outs,
team.
And only one OSU player has announced his intention to transfer, according to Jacob Unruh, that was in the paper yesterday. Which one of them was that? An offensive lineman, Hunter Anthony, former Tuttle star, but he's going to remain with the team as an active player through the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, that's all interesting to me, you know, and all you get in one thing or another. But from the maybe he's going down a level. I don't know, but this is when you get into these things. This particular matchup might be the most interesting one outside of the top four, isn't it? A 2-11.
Oh, it's definitely up there. Absolutely.
You know, and you got
I think Utah, Ohio State's pretty interesting, too.
It is. But, you know, when you say Utah, there's people that couldn't tell you it's at Salt Lake.
You're right, but there's
there's people that couldn't tell you where Stillwater
exactly,
is.
Exactly, right. It's both ways. But the fact for us around here, the fact that we've never seen OSU play Notre Dame, it's never happened before.
It's never happened before.
You know?
You know, in Notre Dame's Notre Dame. Somebody asked me the other day over here, what's the biggest thing Cowboys got to worry about? And I said, gold helmets. You know, I mean, those guys are going to look the part. Now, that's where I saw these two kids opt out, but still, they're going to have good players.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.